tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, and we back again.
Hey.
And we back again.
Hey.
And we back again.
Hey.
And we back again. Welcome to Black Twitter, y'all.
Okay,
welcome to Black Twitter, y'all. We have so much to talk about today. We have Kobe, we have Terry Crews, Gabrielle Union, Tyler, the creator, the Grammys, and so much more. I cannot do this show by myself, nanday. But I am your boy, Jay Lamar, and to my left, we have the beautiful...
Hey guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. It's good to be back on Black Twitter.
And the gorgeous.
Hi guys, it's Jamie Gray. Hey.
So what up? So of course we're missing our girl Rocky. We miss you, girl.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Rest.
So let's jump right into it, y'all. Like, really, really sad news that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. On January the 26th, Sunday morning, Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna Bryant, and eight others lost their lives in a horrific helicopter crash. On board was John Attabello, who was a baseball coach, his wife Carrie, his daughter Alyssa, Christina Mauser, who was a coach as well, Sarah Chester, who was a parent, her daughter played on the team as well, Peyton Chester, which was her daughter, and Abba, who was the pilot. It's so sad to see all of these people lose their lives in such a horrific way. How did you guys find out that Kobe and these other beautiful souls lost their life yesterday?
Well, my friend is actually a news reporter in Sacramento at ABC, and she's the first person to text me. She said, Kobe Bryant died. And I was like, okay, that's a random text to get. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, let me go look. And the first thing I Googled on social media was, it's just Kobe Bryant. So that's how I found out.
I was actually leaving yoga. So I was, like, in a zen mood, and I'm like, all right, great, fellowshipping. And then I found out via social media. And there's nothing, I get it, like, our world now, we find out a lot of news through these apps like Baller Alert, The Shade Room, Neighborhood Talk, whatever the blog might be. But it's just something about it where it kind of hits you differently. Like, dang, why am I finding out about this on my phone after just leaving, you know, a peaceful yoga class? And there's no right time. But I think that just with social media, it's like one day you could read a positive quote, and then when you scroll, it's a death, or you see someone getting murdered or shot, and it's just like, what in the world? I can't take it.
Absolutely.
And it definitely hurt because, first of all, this is a family. Yes. Vanessa lost her husband and her child.
Yes.
She has three other daughters that she has to take care of. Those girls lost their sister. It's just so heartbreaking. It really reminded me of the late singer Aaliyah, mm-hmm. which we were talking about before. One of my favorite singers who was also so young, and for it to be a plane crash as well, where they had passed on the 25th of August, and it was also nine passengers on that plane. Ugh. So for this to be a helicopter, I mean, it was just shocking. I was like, no way, it's Kobe.
I was in shock. I was on my way to church, and it was had to be like, oh, it was 10 something. The crash happened, what, at 9? Like 9 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah,
and a friend of mine texted me, too, and I was like, oh, you're joking, whatever. I'm about to go to church. Literally, like, 20 minutes later, he texted me the TMZ article. And I'm like, no, TMZ sometimes be a little sketchy. I don't know.
It's TMZ.
So I get to church, and literally when I walk into church, there are people, like, coming out in tears. Like, grown men, women coming out in tears. I'm like, no. I walk into church, and then Pastor Torrey Roberts actually announced it at church. And I'm like, this can't be. And I mean, people were literally sobbing. Like, I literally had to get out of church, walk out of church, because I'm like, this can't be true.
And I seen a tweet that said, literally, the world stopped. And I felt like I stopped. Like, I think I was about to get ready to go get some food or something. I lost my appetite. And, it was just, and I was texting my family, my friends. I was like, did y'all hear about it? They was like, no way. Let's wait to ESPN and say something first. All these other outlets just talking. And I was like, no, y'all, I'm watching CNN right now. This is real. And I just feel like... It just happened so randomly.
It happened so randomly.
And it caught us so off guard. And it's the fact that, you know, Kobe just retired in, 2016?
Yeah.
And like I said, we know that he had a legacy he was about to continue to add on it career-wise. So it just hurts. And that his daughter was only 13 years old at that. So she was so young. And she had such a bright future ahead of her as well. So
I think that only added to the somber mood to know that there were his daughter and other children aboard this. That only creates, that only makes your heart melt more.
And other families lost parents.
And other families lost parents and daughters and children. I mean, that's just so horrific. And like you said, to think about the fact that Vanessa now has to not only bury her daughter, but bury her husband. And then at that, she can't even get a proper, she can't kiss them goodbye.
I it's just so unfathomable. And to find all this out, like, the oldest daughter, I think her birthday was last week.
Yeah, it was the 19th, because he posted.
Now every time around her birthday,
I literally said the same exact thing, literally.
And for this to happen on the Grammy night.
Grammy night, same which is night crazy.
Nipsey Hussle, it's just like.
We're never going to. Wow. We have so many ways to remember this. And this it's moment. Like, it's like, wow. But my heart really goes out to all the families, but especially Vanessa, because it's like you got left with three beautiful children left behind. This was your high school sweetheart, the only guy you probably known since you were 17 years old.
They've been together 19 years.
Literally. So I just, honestly, I wish I could just go hug her myself. Like, I really want to go hug her and just let her know, like, I know this is tough. I know what that feels like, but I promise you have to be strong for not just yourself, but for your kids as well.
I don't think that at this moment, I don't think there's nothing that can make you be strong. You know,
it's going to take some time.
It's going to take some time. Like, she lost, like, her husband and a child. Like, there's no, they say the worst feeling is losing a spouse. Mm. And then to lose a child and a spouse, you can't, I'm sorry, ain't no coming back from that. Like, how do you even.
That's why I said I just want to hug her. Yeah.
And then they said that, you know, her daughter was suffering from, she had to go to the hospital after hearing that news. And it's like,
oh my God.
Because she was she has asthma and she was hyperventilating.
Oh, but like I said, you know how the goodbye, you know how y'all got siblings. You know how the goodbyes could be. Girl, I see you later. Got my face. You know, you never know,
how the last interaction was.
And
just for her, never with Kobe and the wife, we don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
it could have been like, babe,
what were your last moments together?
You never know.
Like, he was doing all this just to see his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was taking the helicopter rides to make those visits a lot, quicker. The travel time shorter. Mm-hmm. And for this to happen.
It's sad. Even though we're going to take the Black Twitter really quick. Miss Bella Marie says, Kobe's wife is going through a lot right now. I don't even know how she will heal from this. Losing a husband and a daughter in one go. No, God, please strengthen that woman. I mean, she needs. It's going to take time.
Like, that's what I'm like.
And she has a 6-month-old baby.
And
and it doesn't get easier. Like, that type of pain, it doesn't. I mean, you start to, you have your days, but it's like, it just don't get easier.
I mean, you lost somebody close to you.
Exactly.
So you know.
It's kind of like, and even me, like, even how much I smile and be positive behind closed doors.
It's hard. Mm-hmm.
You don't know people go through. I cry every day. And you will never know.
Because
it's like, you don't walk out just showing that you have to keep going. And it's like, that's all I want to say. Just keep going. Like, it's going to hurt. And I know it's not going to be like that, because it wasn't like that for me. But I just really hope that for her and the rest of her other daughter, their health is in good tack, because this can literally make somebody go crazy.
Yeah.
Even people from me ask me, like, how did you even go back to school? And I was like, I don't know, I just did it. So that's why I really just feel for them, and I hope that their health and their mental is in good state, because this is just tough. So
he did so many positive and inspirational talks with people. I pray that he instilled those same inspirational talks in his family. Because if he did, then they have that stuff to listen to. I'm sure that for your mom, your mom probably gave you so much to lean on in your time of sorrow, that, you know, you aren't able, you're healing at your own pace. Because that's a heartbreaking moment.
I can't do nothing but send blessings and love and prayers.
Celebrities also took to Twitter and Instagram to share their feelings. Right now, you're looking at a tweet from Shaq. Shaq simply said, there are no words to express the pain I'm going through with this tragedy of losing my niece Gigi and my brother Kobe Bryant. I love you and will miss you. My condolences goes out to the Bryant family and the families of the other passengers on board. I'm sick right now. I think everybody yesterday was just like sick.
Players were crying on the sidelines at the game.
At the game, at the Rocks. Yes.
I had to, like, literally clock out mentally, and I was like, I gotta just take a nap, because I cannot. Like, I had to just shut off everything. And it wasn't even sunny yesterday. It was just pure
clouds.
It was clouds.
Gray. Let me tell y'all something. So, the day Nipsey died, that same gray feeling that was over the city was the same feeling as yesterday.
That's right. We repeated it.
It was like, it was a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So unexpected. death hurts.
Death hurts.
Death hurts. Even Magic Johnson, who was close to Kobe as well, basically just sent his love. He says, as I write this post, my mind is racing. I'm in disbelief. I've been crying all morning over the devastating news that Kobe and his young daughter, Gigi, have passed away in a helicopter crash. Cookie and I are heartbroken. I think that for other basketball players, I think this hits home a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Because some of them have had the luxury of traveling the same way he has. Mm-hmm. And they know, they have a bit more insight as to how excited he was for this chapter of his life. To sit at home and take his kids to school.
Yes.
And to not have to travel as much. Like, these past 3 or 4 years to him have probably meant so much.
They were traveling for a game.
A game for his daughter. Like, mm-hmm.
Imagine all those young players, like, getting excited to meet Kobe Bryant. And then to hear, you know, you're just waiting in anticipation. And you just hear about what happened. I can't even imagine. And also just to process that at that kind of age. You know, you can't, it's going to be hard to really process that. That might be one of the first heavy deaths that they've gone through at that age, too.
Especially because they not only lost Kobe Bryant, who was an iconic figure. They lost probably one of their closest friends, mm-hmm. Gigi.
Teammates.
Another teammate, you know, and then another coach was on board as well. So they lost probably some people who really had an impact in their childhood. You know, Michael Jordan put a statement out as well, and basically, you know, really sent his deepest condolences. And Kobe Bryant, for our generation, is like one of the most iconic figures of our generation. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have the Jay-Z, we have the Beyonce, and then we have Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. I'm like, for our generation, like, he's one of the iconic figures. And to know that he's gone.
And he's so young.
And he's so young. 41.
And all these other iconic basketball players are still alive.
It's just like, I never, ever would have thought
he would be the big-time player to go first.
Yeah. I would have never thought that.
What hurts me the most, I'm sorry, was Vanessa not knowing. She found out from social media.
TMZ. How dare TMZ post that before the family even had time to...
How did they know? Like, and somebody, people was like, how does teams even know the stuff that fast?
Social media. Somebody, one of probably the air traffic controllers, probably said, texting their girlfriend, Kobe's plane just went down and crashed. He's gone.
It just starts spreading. I think that's what hurt
me the most. It happened at like 9:45. We found out at 10.
And I felt bad. I felt guilty as a person because I'm posting. I'm sending condolences. And we don't know. His family don't know. So I'm feeling guilty when I don't even, you know.
Like, and I wonder who even found out first. Like, was it a family member of theirs? Was it the oldest daughter? Was it Vanessa
who found out on social media? They probably all found the same time on social media.
You can't even make a call. There's no way you can make a call like that. Like, I called to talk to, like, my brothers, because, I mean, we were big basketball fans, and they were, like, through. So imagine making a call to his, like, ooh.
Yeah.
His wife. Like, that doesn't even make sense. LeBron James also took to Instagram to finally speak. Everybody's kind of been waiting on what LeBron's had to say, because he got off the plane yesterday, and they told him, and he was pretty much heartbroken. Not going to read the whole thing, but... LeBron is definitely hurting. On Saturday night, the night before, LeBron James beat Kobe Bryant's all-time record.
Yeah. In Philadelphia, where he's from,
In Philly, where Kobe's from. And it was interesting because Kobe put up one of Kobe's last tweets, one of his last Instagram posts, was just telling LeBron, it's your turn now. Take the torch. Yeah. You got it. I believe
him.
In you.
He wanted him to be better than him.
And I said, me and my friends talking about this. You ever think, like, what your last Instagram post
will be? What will we say?
You know, like, it's just, who would ever thought? I'm sure he didn't think this. His last Instagram post would be him congratulating LeBron and telling LeBron pass the torch. I feel like that's a lot of pressure for LeBron to live up to. Even though he's already surpassed Kobe, that's still a lot of pressure for one person to have.
I do have to say, all the symbolism around this death was nothing but God. How everything just fell into place. No, this is all God's work. How everything we talked about, how everything is kind of like lining up, this was all God's plan. So it's like, you know, it hurts, but we can't question it.
We can't question it.
It's just one of those things. And yeah, I'm a loss for words.
Last night I was up thinking about something. I was thinking about how his relationship with Gigi looks so close. Like, they look like so close. And
she was a young mamacita.
And then they always talked about, people asked him about having a son. And she always jumped and said, no, I'm what he needs.
Yeah.
I'm the torch. And it's interesting how they died together. And you don't question God, but you often think, like, he took them together for a reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe because he knew that individually they wouldn't live without each other. I mean, I just started to think about different things. I try to make stuff make sense even when it don't make sense.
Even when we probably shouldn't try to make it make sense.
Yeah, be like, yeah. Just to like ease my mood, you know.
But I know what you mean, because it made me think, like, what if she grew up and, you know, she was gonna be a basketball player. Like, they talked about the WNBA. So it's kind of like, maybe she couldn't have got through that without having her number one mentor, supporter.
Absolutely.
Like, guiding her through the rest of her best work. She was only 13.
So she has so
much more to go. So that's, I mean, to back up what you said, I thought that too. So, like, well, maybe that, you know, she couldn't did that by herself.
So the NBA is actually canceling Friday's game. I mean, the game tomorrow with the Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah.
They're canceling the game tomorrow in remembrance of Kobe Bryant. And Friday, they're going to do a big tribute to Kobe for the first game back in L.A. So also, as soon as the news broke of Kobe's death, a correspondent, Allison Morse, on MSNBC, pretty much stuttered herself into unemployment, which I think. I want you guys to take a listen to this footage, and we're going to talk about it really quick. We got the audio.
But you couldn't deny how much he brought to the team, no matter which team, which Lakers team he played on.
Yeah, it seems like he was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us, we're going to go to Bill Rode.
But you couldn't.
Like, what?
So, really quick.
You know, I had private, I'm not going to lie, this topic, I actually sent this to y'all, y'all, because I was on 10. Okay?
What are y'all thinking?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. When I heard it, because I try to be as classy as I can be, but when I heard it, because she responded back, I don't know if y'all saw her apology.
Yeah, I put it up there. Yep.
Okay, but so she says that she meant to say knackers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, knickers, Lakers. But I didn't hear a K. I heard two G's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, so for me, even if that was a case, I'm going to give her a benefit of the doubt. Even if that was a case, the way it came out so clearly, it lets me know that you've used this term before.
I was a little on the fence, because the first time I listened to it, I did hear K. I was like, oh.
I repeated it back too.
Yeah, I was like.
But I heard G's both times.
I heard K, and then when I played it back again, my job was in a bar. But when I played that back again, when I got outside, I did hear, like, well, you don't mix up a word like that.
But it would have came off as knickers or knackers. It didn't sound like that at all.
It was definitely a G.
And also, I think she knew. When you know better, you do better. And I think that in that moment, she knew better, but she wanted to try it. You know, people like to take little risks here and there. Maybe she had a long day at work, and maybe just with the whole Kobe story, it was a lot for her, and she was over it, because maybe she's not an NBA fan anyway. I'm just making up a theory right now.
I'm with you.
But I'm just saying, I mean, how long have you been with this network, and you just so blatantly say it? And then even when she hesitated before she said it, and then she's hesitated after it, and then she wanted to kind of pick up the pieces. All right, I'm going to take it back over to you, Jake. Like, what? No, she knew what she was doing. She knew she was in trouble.
You know how newsrooms, there's an earpiece in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe, and this may be a reach, but I'm like, in the newsroom, maybe somebody else said the N-word. Oh, we're about to put this N-word on TV. Here we go, y'all. And she was like, oh, and it relayed. She's like, okay, let me say something.
Well,
and that's why I was thinking,
get it together.
No.
I hope that.
I'm thinking, because the way it rolled out was completely like, I just heard it. I just heard it or I just said it.
And that's what I think, like Jamie said, she stumbled and still said it. But my thing is, even if you don't watch, I'm not even a crazy sports fan, but I feel like even if you don't know it, everybody knows who Kobe Bryant. My 12-year-old brother knows. Everybody knows Kobe
and
Bryant.
Kobe
knows,
you
know what the N-word is.
Yeah, exactly.
We know it's inappropriate.
Whether you watch sports or not, you know that who Kobe Bryant is, and you know he played for the Lakers. You know he didn't play for the Knicks. So I don't even know how the Knicks even came to
your
brain.
Lakers.
Like, I don't watch sports at all, and I would never think he played for the Knicks.
Knicks, never.
So it's kind of like, why would the Knicks even come to your brain in this type of story? So it was just too much of
a And why are you a journalist, like, messing up facts like these?
I feel like this.
On a day like this.
There are people that are sitting in her position that are searching for their moment. We would have never known who Allison Morse was until this moment. She saw the moment. I don't know where this is going to take her.
Well, she could be just like Tommy Loren and get fired.
So her apology earlier today, while reporting on the tragic news of Kobe Bryant's passing, I unfortunately stuttered combining the names of Knicks and Lakers to say Nakers. Please know I did not and would never use a racist term. I apologize for the confusion this caused. Do we forgive her?
No.
Hell no.
At least not right now, but I'm going to forget about it before I even choose to forgive her. So, bye.
There's more to talk about.
I'm just over you. I'm just over racism in general, but that's another topic.
So, final remarks on Kobe Bryant. We just want to say that Kobe Bryant and the entire Bryant family and everybody that lost their lives yesterday, you guys are in our prayers. There's no amount of words that we can even speak to just say that we're just praying for all the families involved. Next topic. Yes. Sierra, take it away.
Yes, guys. So if you have watched America's Got Talent ever, you know that Gabrielle Union was a former host on there, and now Terry Crews is a host on there. So back in December, Gabrielle Union's contract didn't get renewed. And so basically she had a meeting, and, you know, she basically spoke her voice of reason, how, you know, it's kind of a toxic work environment, how there's some racism going on. And so Gabrielle, after she brought it to the table, she thought she was good, but it backfired and they let her go because of it. And so the whole thing has been about, you know, Terry Crews not supporting her, not standing up for her, especially being a brother. And so I have some stuff from BuzzFeed and Essence, because they did an interview with Terry about it. So basically, in the words of Terry, he says, "I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman, but I can speak on behalf of any racism comments. That was never," he said, "that was never my experience on America's Got Talent." And then he went on to say, "This was the most diverse place I have ever been on in my 20 years of entertainment." And so, hold on, I have more.
Moving on.
Yeah, I have more. Yeah, these are all interviews.
In quote,
he goes, "I believe you should listen to women. You should always believe women," he said, but added that the allegations came from an unnamed source and that Union herself has not made a public statement about the allegations. He also said he hadn't reached out to Union about her experience. So, of course, and then, okay, so I'm not going to read this fully, but Essence also wrote out how basically he goes, "My wife is the reason why I didn't support her." Because my wife was like, "Well, if she hasn't spoken on it, why haven't you? You don't need to speak on it yet." So he's basically like saying, like, his wife had a big part in too, why he didn't back her up.
Why would you bring your wife into it?
I don't know.
Well, I guess because, like, he's married. You know how, like, when you become one, it's like you and your wife are one. So it's like, you know.
I mean, that
statement was like the only statement which I was like, I understand.
Right.
Because if she hasn't spoken on it, why would I?
Wait, there's more. But it goes together.
Sierra's bringing the news.
You guys,
today.
I was in my research.
That's right.
We gotta get in. Yeah. I love me some Gabby, okay? Okay. So, in response of him basically saying, you know, I didn't say nothing because she didn't say something, she says, "Man," this is Gabrielle's what she tweeted. She says, "Man, we all agreed to let the excavation be completed before speaking, but if we're doing this, oh, baby, let's go."
Ooh.
So, and Gabby,
y'all know she ain't the one to be played
with. She's not the one to be played with. So, I do have, so that's just the back information I want to give y'all. So, I have some tweets, but I'm getting two tweets first because it's going to give us our answers that we're looking for. So Gabby first tweets, she goes, "Can someone please ask about what happens to all the diversity folks are talking about behind the scenes? Like, legit, where the hell is all that diversity in the production though, homie? In the decision making ranks, who controls the fate of the diversity in front of the camera?" So she's basically saying, you know, behind the cameras is what they make what happens in front of the cameras. So if they're the ones being, you know, prejudiced, whatever the case is, that's what's going to be portrayed in front of the cameras. What do you guys think about this before I get to my last tweet?
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on it, but I'll try to get to it as much as I can. First of all, I'm kind of a fan of Gabby. I'll get into that. And I'm kind of a fan of Terry. So this whole situation, the reason I was like a little bit side-eye with Gabby is just because something about her vibe and her energy. And she's also told us that she has been known as the mean girl. And I'm like, oh, I could totally see that. And so for me, it's just a turn-off. That's all.
Yeah.
Now with Terry, I get what he says about the wife. You know, if Gabby's not going to talk about it, why are you? Which means, because you're used to this, you're media trained,
why are you answering the question you like that? The whole way he even answered it, it was almost as if it seemed like
he didn't care.
Him and Gabby had an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, was there an issue that we don't know about? Mm-hmm. And I don't like when people try to deflect and try to act like because they're not going through what you went through.
You never went through
that, it. You never went through it. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. That's not right. It's exactly. not fair. And that happens a lot in our community. But I feel like for Terry as a black man to kind of disregard what this black woman went through, not don't just say, oh, you know, I respect women and what they go through. She's not just a woman. She's a black woman. Yes. There's a difference about what we go through. And I feel like Terry, it's just sad because I feel like we're always caping for black men. Us as women, we always cape for the black men, but I don't always see it reciprocated. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. So I think that Terry should have thought a little bit more clearly and also watched his mannerisms and everything. Because I'm like, is there an issue that we don't know about?
I think I feel like he could have made his statement short and sweet. I support Gabby. I didn't have the same experience. I support her. I wish her well. And left it at that.
Oh, yeah. He had a... He
didn't have to go into it.
And I have another tweet. So, from Gabby. Can you pull up a tweet from Gabby first? So, Wana's World, she goes... somebody on Twitter goes, nothing but love and support for you, to Gabby. We see you and appreciate you. Keep standing in your truth. So, Gabrielle, you in response to that, she says, thank you, because, girl, truth-telling, wanting change, and having multiple witnesses who bravely came forward to let everyone know I didn't lie or exaggerate really exposes those who enthusiastically would throw you under the bus, mm-hmm. forgetting quickly who stepped up for their truth.
Facts. Because Gabby was one of the main ones that was tweeting mm-hmm. after Terry Crews had talked about getting felt up mm-hmm. at one of those parties. And, you know, because she's also been through similar things. And so I think it is kind of messed up. But
I feel like she wouldn't. If you've seen Gabby's tweet, I couldn't. If I would have Gabby all the tweets, I would have. But if you see her tweets, I just feel like no one would go this hard if they're lying or if they're making this up or if they're. I just don't feel like it could be a fib.
I feel like you should never downplay.
I mean, they could, but I just feel like go to this length where they can prove facts about it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she's lying. I think you should never downplay somebody's experience.
Of course.
Exactly.
Jamie could meet you here and you give her a completely different energy than what you gave me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Jamie could say, Sierra ain't the one to be messed with. And I'm like, Sierra's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, so her experience could be true. It could be factual.
Okay, real fast. Let me give us Terry's tweet real fast because this will kind of set me a little loose. Okay, so Terry Crews tweets, there's only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca. Rebecca's his wife. Not my mother, my sister, my daughters, or coworkers. I will let their husbands, boyfriends, partners take care of them. Rebecca gives me wings.
And all right, then, Ben Midler.
So, and then someone responds, if this is a response to the backlash from the situation with Gabrielle Union, protecting black women has nothing to do with pleasing us. As a black man, the least you can do is stand up for us. Nobody asked you to please us, but we'll remember this next time you need us. Mm-hmm. So, once again, I just felt like he's not thinking before he's speaking, because even if that's is how you feel, that's very insensitive to say. And I just feel like he didn't have the right words to say, and I kind of lost respect for him in this situation. All because of how he handled with the situation.
I definitely think it's something that he should have tiptoed around. Definitely. It's not your experience.
Yeah.
Speaking of experiences, the Grammys was definitely an experience for everybody. It was a somber mood. Yeah. Some people left winners. Some people left losers. Some winners left mad. Jamie, let's talk about it.
Yes. Well, congratulations to Tyler, the Creator. Mm-hmm. He won a Grammy for Best Rap Album for his album titled Igor, which is a hit. It's very eclectic. And he had a lot of things to say after he won his award. He went to the press room and talked to reporters, and we do have a clip, and he's gonna pretty much express what he feels about his win for Best Rap Album and how he feels about genres in general. So let's just go ahead and play that clip.
I love this
but
clip.
Also, it sucks that whenever we, and I mean guys that look like me, do anything that's genre bending or that's anything, they always put it in a rap or urban category, mm-hmm. which is, and I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me. So when I hear that, I'm just like, why can't we just be in pop? Why can't it just, you know what I mean? So I felt like a half of me feels like the rap nomination was a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, my little cousin wants to play the game. Let's give him the unplugged controller so he could shut up and feel good about it. That's what it felt like.
He was cracking up.
It's funny because we actually do that.
Oh, here you go.
I don't do the radio stuff. I'm not played in Target. I'm in a whole different world than what a lot of people here listen to. So,
period.
I'm grateful for a world like this. But also, it sucks that
So, you know, and I think that sums it up. He pretty much feels like, as black people, and even Drake has mentioned this years before, mm-hmm. how, you know, because of their race, they are kind of more deemed in more urban categories, which is a politically correct way to say black. Mm-hmm. Right. Just like when people hear people say ghetto, that's another way for them to say black. They associate those things with us. My question to you guys, though, is does Tyler have a point, or is he being contradictory? Because he himself has even made statements like, oh, I only date white guys. Mm-hmm. You know, he is a little swirly. Mm-hmm. And it's just, he doesn't give me the vibe that he's all for us. Also, why does this word urban bother you so much? What is it about it that it bothers you so much for our people, yet you consider yourself a rap artist? You know what I'm saying?
I'm a little questionable about his statement. Yeah. Had this statement have come from Chance the Rapper or somebody else that we see that is out in the black community making a difference for us, then it'd be a little bit different. He has made statements and said...
He's contributing to the problem.
Yeah, you don't date black men. Damn it.
And okay. The fact that you said it out your mouth.
Yeah,
like,
out your mouth.
And you hang around the Kardashians. Like, I don't see you around a lot of black female artists.
So, what are you saying?
I feel like how serious you are about us. But
if y'all been catching up or seeing what everything's happened with the Grammys, even P. Diddy spoken about it, the Grammys has always had the whole backlash of black people are not getting enough support. So, I feel honestly, his coming came from the hype of everything else going on surrounding the Grammys. So, he felt like, okay, well, now that I'm hearing this, now that I won one, maybe they're doing this to me, too. So, I feel like it was like, y'all said it was like a temporary moment type of thing, but after this time has passed, he's back to how he was.
He's going home to his white life.
So he likes his mainstream audience. It's like once they hit it's like choose one. Okay.
So I feel like this was like a just in the moment type of speech. And that's just my
opinion. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta wrap up. We're gonna do the last topic in 30 seconds. So we're gonna give our best dressed Grammy looks. Okay. I'm gonna start with mine. Mine was Keisha Kiore and Gucci Mane. They look so good tonight.
I like
they
it. Did,
yeah. They look good. That was bomb. That was
I love
bomb.
The black.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sierra, who was yours? Fresh.
Mine was who always comes and kill it, Mr. Billy Porter, honey. Ooh, and we got a little video. Look, watch it open. So look at it. Watch him. Come on, Billy. Show us.
This our producer coming in the room telling us we gotta go.
Like what?
This eyeshadow, everything. Like the whole sequin, rhinestone.
Everything. And who would think just to have set? So I give that to him.
He slayed that. Who was yours?
So mine is going to be Ariana Grande. I thought that she looked great. She's, you know, I just realized she's also not black, but you know it's all right. We just wanted to get a best dressed look now, and that's the first thing
she
came to
look
mind.
Good.
She is colored, sort of, right?
Yeah.
She looked great with her chiffon and tulle, and I loved it.
I love the gray. It's different.
It was definitely poofy. Well, if you want to follow my fashions on Instagram, as we close out this show, you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at IMJLamar. Where can they find you, Sierra?
Yes, guys. So I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV and my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
All right, guys. And if you want to keep up with me, you can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, or better yet, on Instagram at Jamie Gray. But you got to spell it right. JAIMIGRAY. Hey, see you there.
See you guys next week. Rest in peace to Kobe and everybody that was killed in the helicopter crash yesterday. Yes. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.